CE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An Egyptian official involved says there has been noticeable progress in negotiations to broker a humanitarian ceasefire, and that while there are still sticking points, all parties involved agree on key issues. The IDF, meanwhile, says it's withdrawn some forces from southern Gaza, but adds the war is far from over.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there cannot be victory without going in. This is the last stronghold of Hamas. So this might actually be Israel regrouping its forces for Rafah. This could be another stage in Israel's war effort.
ABC's Britt Clennett in Tel Aviv. The Coast Guard says it was notified of a cargo ship losing propulsion as it neared New York's Verrazano Bridge last Friday. It later regained propulsion and was towed to an area near the bridge. South Carolina beat Iowa 87-75 to win the NCAA women's basketball tournament. This is ABC News. President Biden's expected to announce a major new student forgiveness program tomorrow. He'll do it in a visit to Wisconsin, one of the battleground states in this November's presidential election.
We are now learning that this week the president plans to announce another large-scale program that could potentially impact millions of borrowers. We do not have many details yet, but we know that the Department of Education has been working on a new rule to potentially help people who've been holding debt for decades, those who might be able to show different kinds of financial hardship, or perhaps those whose debt now, because of interest, has ballooned beyond what they originally took out.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks at the White House. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have issued a new alert. It urges medical professionals and the general public to be on the lookout for bird flu, and it comes after a farm worker in Texas was diagnosed with it. Officials suspect it came from infected cattle. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken, with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Local music, Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass, or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy whites, actually. But I...
Wow,
this, yeah, dude. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lately I've been feeling like I can't get it right. Time is like a noose around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. The devil on my back, drag me to the night. My body's aching, but I'm not slowing down. My body's racing, but
it, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I spend most of my days on the edge of a cliff, wondering if I jump, will I fall to my death? Will wings spread from my back before I take my last breath? Or will death take its toll and crush the life I've lived? There's a war in my mind, no matter how high.
Welcome to Max and Kevy on Civic Media. That was Apex Aura out of Milwaukee with their songs Cliff and Coming for the Crown before that. They are an up-and-coming band with a lot of energy and are up for multiple Whammy Awards this year. Catch Apex Aura in the studio next weekend. I'm so very excited to introduce those guys to you. But for tonight, this is Max and Kevy, and I'm your new host, M. Shell. I'm so happy to be here playing Wisconsin Made punk, hard rock, and metal until midnight. We've got some amazing music ahead, as well as an interview with metal band Now It's Dark. I'll have Frost and Zach tell you all about them and their music in just a little bit. But first, let's get you back to the music. Up next is Fuzz Dolly with Closing In. listening to Max and Kevi on Civic Media. That was Sword of Honor by Forcefield. Thank you for letting me, M. Shell, fill your speakers with wonderful Wisconsin music. Max and Kevi is now on Sundays from 10 p.m. to midnight. Listen live on AM or FM, or download the Civic Media app and tune in whenever you need your fix of local music. Check out maxincradio.com for the full schedule and all podcasts. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors and buddies over at Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And a big thank you to Carbon 4 Brewing Company. They're on Madison's east side, featuring high-quality beers with the best ingredients. Visit their tap room for local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. Now back to more Max Inc. Heavy. Up next is Abaddon's End with Absent in Adolescence.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thunder!
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Emshel, your host for Heavy. Max Inc. gets heavy until midnight tonight with all original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin. That last song was Mickey Magnum with their song Avenging Spirit. Do you have new music? Please send it to us at music@civicmedia.us. Or, hey, if you have a request or any feedback or anything like that that you want us to hear, let us hear it. Text us at 844-96-PARTY. Yep, that's 844-96-PARTY. Or you can always text us directly through that Civic Media app. That app is a great resource to keep in touch with us and all things local music. We are local music. Don't go anywhere, anybody. We've got music on the way from Now It's Dark and their exclusive interview with me. We'll get to hear Frost and Zach share with us what's new with them. Only here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
All that I'm doing is
M. Shell here with another fantastic band on Max Inc. Heavy, featuring Frost Taylor and Zach Barnhart of Now It's Dark. Now, I'm a little ashamed to admit I'm new to this band, so I'm excited to learn more about them along with those of you who are in the same boat. As for the fans, you're way ahead of us and should be excited too. Frost and Zach, thank you so much for taking time for this interview.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to have you guys. So tell me a little bit about Now It's Dark, what kind of music you play and where you're from.
So we are kind of a combination of hard rock, metal, and a little bit of punk. We kind of jump all over the place a little bit with genre. And we are from just outside of Chicago, so the suburbs.
Not too far away at all. So do you guys get up to Wisconsin pretty often, though?
Yeah, we do. I've got a lot of family up in Wisconsin, and I've been a part of kind of the central and southern Wisconsin scenes for a long time in different bands. So we make sure we go up there at least, you know, every couple months is usually what we do. So we're playing the back bar on March 15th up there in Janesville. And we're playing Marshfield in April as well. So got a couple ones coming up out your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I love back bar. I've gone to many shows there. Good people out there for sure. So how long have you guys been a band?
All right. So as a live band with actual members, just under a year. But so this kind of started as a project that I had started with just a couple of my buddies that I hired to, you know, do production and play guitar for me. I was fed up with finding a band and, you know, having everybody quit on me or not being able to start. So I said, it, and I'm going to write an album. And I started that about 4 years ago. So like the project has been, you know, in the works for 4 years, but as like an actual band about a year.
Zach, how long have you been with the band then?
Since like October was when I officially started. You know, I played a few shows with them as rhythm guitar player, and, you know, through all the lineup changes and all that, I switched to bass. And then, you know, our new guitar player is a good friend of mine and coworker, and, you know, he took that spot up. You know, and here we are now.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like things are going really well for you guys. You released an album in the fall. Tell me about your release party.
Yeah, it was really cool. We had a bunch of our friends actually, you know, playing the show. It was funny. I actually found a old flyer from about like 5-6 years ago, and it was basically all the same people. Different bands, obviously, but it was literally the same exact show that we played about 5 years ago, like in October as well. So it was pretty cool that was our album release. I've known these people for, you know, however long in the scene. That was definitely cool. We had a really good turnout. You know, Spruce City definitely took care of us. It was a pretty full house. You know, sold a lot of CDs. We actually have to order more, which is pretty cool. And we went through so many so quickly. I was not expecting that. The response has been really cool. Spotify has been great as well on that. Just, you know, starting with the release party, and it's actually maintained up until now, which is pretty cool for us to see that. You know, a lot of times you get the giant jumps and then the drop offs and stuff, but it's been pretty consistent. So I would say that, you know, the release party was definitely a success just based off of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't base success off of Spotify. It's a whole different animal.
Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So where did you guys record this album?
So we recorded with my friend Marco Abaya. He has a little studio in his basement that he calls the Audio Lounge. I've known this guy for years and years. We used to work together. So when I was doing an album, you know, we hit him up and, you know, he jumped on board immediately. So that's really where everything was recorded. We did some drums at a couple different locations. We went to Rough Draft Rocks out in Palatine to do a couple songs there. So kind of bounced around, but for the most part, it was just in Marco's basement.
That's awesome. What have some of the challenges that you guys have faced while recording an album?
Oh man, so a lot. It took me about 4 years to get this, you know, actually written, recorded, and out. So, you know, constant challenges, just COVID hit right in the middle of it. So that was huge. You know, we couldn't really do anything for most of that year, unfortunately. So, you know, it was kind of just me and the guitar player I hired to help me write, just kind of phone calls and, you know, video chats and stuff like that, you know, going over it, which is really hard to write over video chat, especially if you don't have great audio. So that was definitely a challenge. So it was just a lot of remote work. Also just, I, you know, am a fairly new vocalist and, you know, a lot of things that I would come across is that I would improve and then I'd go back and listen to the takes and be like, this is terrible. I got to redo it. So we did that about like 10 times. So definitely just a lot of re-recording and a lot of schedule issues and, you know, COVID getting in the way.
Yeah, that definitely threw a wrench in, I think, everybody's life for a while. So that's definitely common story. So from what I understand, yeah. Zach included, is you have new members in the band and you guys just played a first show with these guys. How did that go? I hear it went well.
Yeah, it was really awesome. We played with From Ashes to Embers on their EP release. And the venue was, I don't know if we actually sold out, if we were near sold out, there were about 310 people. So I don't know what that is in capacity terms for Rock House, but we were very close to sold out, if not sold out. So that was awesome, you know, just to have that all locals on the bill, which, you know, it's huge for local music to have that happen. You know, just, again, a lot of great friends, a lot of people who, you know, had seen us play before coming out, you know, and getting to see the new guys play. You know, of course, they were, like, blown away. Our new guitar player, his name's Spidey, he is, like, he's a guitar wizard. He's just riffing and soloing and just improvising, like, constantly, like, in between the songs and stuff and just honestly, like, blowing me away, let alone, you know, the crowd. So it was really awesome. It was a great show, you know, great first show, especially for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge. Zach, how do you feel about that?
No, it was a really good show. You know, the biggest crowd I've played in front of in the short time I've been with them. You know, to hear, you know, people sing our songs is also really cool, and to get those big pops at the end of our set and songs was, you know, something really special to me.
Absolutely. That's a huge part of why, from what I understand, musicians love to make music, connect with those fans, and it's all about the human experience, you know?
Exactly.
So where can we find you guys? How can we find out about your upcoming shows and stay in touch with Now It's Dark?
So we're on Spotify, we're on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's Now It's Dark, no apostrophe. No apostrophe, so don't get us confused. There's another band from Texas with an apostrophe. That is not us. And Zach actually just put together a really cool website that, you know, is kind of our EPK, but it's also, you know, the best place to find out about everything. We've got all our dates on there. We're going to have ticket links. We're still working on a couple videos, but that's going to be our main place for all things Now It's Dark. It's nowitsdarkofficial.com.
Great. That's awesome. It sounds like you guys are everywhere, and definitely looking forward to catching you live, hopefully sometime soon. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch with you guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful time out there making awesome music. Toxic Infatuation is the name of that song. Now It's Dark is the name of that band. Big thanks to both Frost and Zach for that wonderful interview. Check out their upcoming show on April 13th with Would You Kindly at Goodfellas Pub in Marshfield, Wisconsin at 9 p.m. And there is no cover for that show. It's going to be a really great show with two amazing bands. We actually had Gina Marie and Paul from Would You Kindly featured on Heavy last weekend. If you missed it, check out that podcast on maxincradio.com or on the Civic Media app. Stay tuned for more Max Inc. Heavy, including music from Blame It on Kane after the break. But first, here's Would You Kindly song, Charlatan.
I've been going through the motions, making words out of nothing. Remaking these songs like they're supposed to mean something. Holding on to moments that we both know have come and gone. I've been fighting these urges just to run away screaming. And if I keep on going, I will dive off the deep end. Can't swim through these waters that are pulling me down. Every time I step onto the stage, I wonder how I ever made it to this place. I've been fighting myself. How did I win this race? I'm an in the same old shell. I'm an imposter, just a writer without a cause. And I don't know how I'm supposed to keep on if I'm a charlatan. I've been trying to make it through each one of these moments, and every time I get close, I get lost in the torment. Can swim through these waters that are pulling me down. I've been working all week just to fight all my demons, and every time I get close, they all tell me to repent. I'm searching for a peace that was taken from me. Charlatan.
that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.